Tourism officials in Pinellas County said today that they are expecting below normal occupancy over the upcoming Super Bowl weekend. Sheila Cole, the executive director for the Clearwater Beach Chamber of Commerce, tells today's St. Petersburg Times that the area is not going to see the financial influx that was hoped for from the big game. The question about how much the Super Bowl boosts the local economy has always been subject to debate. And with the recession, financial expectations have been scaled down in some quarters this year. But one local part of the economy expected to do stellar business this week are strip clubs. In Tampa, there are reported 43 such clubs within the city's limits. Joe Redner is the owner of the most famous such establishment, Mons Venus. He says he's already seen more traffic than usual this week.
Oh, yes, we have. We've got a lot of people from, that come in, that do the setting up, the advanced people, the people that work to get things open and then have a couple of days off. We've seen a lot of them coming in and spending some money.
Redner says that he may increase the normal price of admission to his North Dale Mabry Club beginning this weekend, if he can.
I'll probably start at $50 on Saturday and see what the traffic will bear, and then maybe go up to $60 on Sunday. I don't know quite yet.
Unlike when the Super Bowl last came to Tampa 8 years ago, there's been little discussion about the so-called six-foot rule, the controversial legislation unanimously supported by the Tampa City Council and then Mayor Dick Greco back in late 1999. That's the ordinance that could get strip club customers up to 6 months in jail for being within 6 feet of a nude dancer. In January of 2001, the NFL contacted the two teams playing the Super Bowl that year, the New York Giants and Baltimore Ravens, about the new ordinance. Former City Councilman Bob Buckhorn said the law was part of a package of quality of life initiatives aimed at tackling street-level crime in Tampa.
We dealt with panhandlers, we dealt with street-level prostitution, we dealt with street-level narcotics dealing and the open-air drug sales. And the effort to take on the adult use industry was no different than what Mayor Giuliani had done in New York City when he cleaned up Times Square. I think the argument at the time, and it still exists today, and I'm the father of two daughters, and so I deal with this every day, is people aren't making judgments about the folks that go in there. They just don't want these clubs on every corner, at every major intersection in this city, and that our reputation is known around the world for Burn Steakhouse and Mons Venus. We believed at the time, and I still think it's true, that we are a better city than that, and we have too much more to offer than just that reputation.
And Buckhorn insists that the city had the adult entertainment industry on the ropes back then, but says that when Pam Iorio succeeded Dick Greco as mayor in 2003, the priorities of the city changed. But Buckhorn insists the six-foot law has made a difference.
Yes, I think there has been some improvement, maybe not in Tampa, primarily because, the current administration just chooses not to enforce it. And we all understand, Mitch, that it's not the most important thing that the police department faces. But it is one weapon in the arsenal to try and tackle quality of life crimes. We're not the moral police. We're not a Boy Scout troop out here trying to impose our moral code on people. But I do think we can do better than that, and we don't need to be known for that reputation.
During the week of the Super Bowl in 2001, Tampa police did not arrest anybody for violating that ordinance, and a Tampa Police Department spokeswoman says there is no intention of trying to enforce it now. However, the TPD and Hillsborough County Sheriff's Offices announced on Tuesday that they had arrested 13 men and 7 women on various prostitution charges in the city. Looking back nearly a decade later, adult club owner and perennial political candidate Joe Redner says the move led by former city councilman Bob Buckhorn wasn't worth all the hue and cry at the time.
Absolutely not. I mean, what did he accomplish by that? He almost shut down the county court system. They came in, they made so many raids that if they had tried them all, they couldn't, they had to shut down the county court system. It just is an unenforceable ordinance. And it goes to somebody else wanting to censor what we do. It's censorship. It's un-American.